Have you ever been in pursuit of something that you know is good, that you know is right, that you know is important, and then when you're somewhere in the middle of it and things are going great, all of a sudden, out of nowhere, comes this wave of problems and issues that just hit you, and you're like, man, what in the world is all that? Is it me? Is it the devil? Is it God? Or is it just life in general? Well, that's what we want to talk about today on the For Real Life and Godliness podcast, the podcast that takes the Word of God, its principles, and puts it down into the grit of your real life where you can actually use it. As always, I am your host, Pastor Will, and today, as I said, we're going to talk about this strange phenomena where we are pursuing exactly what we're supposed to pursue, and yet we meet with such difficulties along the way, and how that actually meets up with the idea of blessing, testing, and overall real life. We'll be right back after this. Just this past week, I had an opportunity to go out to Tuscola High School, which is just west of us here in Haywood County, and be a part of FCA's Impact Haywood. It's an event that brings together all the high schools, all the FCA chapters of the high schools in that county, as well as student ministries from different churches in the same area. And I had the privilege and honor of preaching the main message of that night. And everything up to the point of us leaving to head out to that venue was going great. I had been able to go over my sermon several times and reduced it down and stripped out unnecessary things and done all this stuff, and I was able to go over it and over it. I pretty much knew exactly what God had me to preach that day, and so I was doing good with that. I was able to go through it one full time in the morning and make sure that everything was just right. And in the morning, I had this bright idea of illustration. I had said to one of our pastors here on staff that I wish I had thought about the prop earlier so I could build it. And they said, well, you know, it's probably something that you could still do that day. And I thought about it. It's like, you know what? That is something I can do. And I just did the podcast last week of I Can Do Anything. And so we took the time to do it. We just scrounged around and found all the pieces and did it within about an hour or so all together. And me and my buddy Bradley put it into the truck, and we were good to go. Good to go. Everything was going so smooth. And, you know, we oftentimes believe, especially when we know we're doing something we're supposed to do, that the blessings of God will just follow us everywhere and that there won't be anything wrong. And there'll be like sunshine and rainbows and unicorns and all that good stuff just floating around for us. But the reality is that when you know that you're doing something right and everything has gone super smooth, that there is coming some sort of issue along the way. And I want to talk about that today. I want to talk about this saying, and I found this. I don't remember where I found it. I wrote it in the back of one of my Bibles in college. So years ago now, I think 2009, 2010, so about 14, 15 years ago. I wrote in it that opportunity often swings on the hinge of opposition. So opportunity often swings on the hinge or hinges of opposition. And essentially saying that everything that we see to be an issue is actually an opportunity to grow, to minister more, for a good story, for a test of our own resilience and how we're going to deal with certain things. And bringing in last week's podcast again, the idea was that I was presented with a huge task that I had never done before, with a lot of intricate kind of pieces that have to be put together that normally you would go through classes or you go through some kind of training to get up to that point. And it was just dropped in my lap, and having the choice of just taking it and doing what I could with it or running away from it, right? And that whole idea of just being able to take things that are causing opposition in your life and actually turn them into opportunities to shine. And really, problems are just opportunities for you to shine. Because if there weren't problems, you have no way no opportunity to show your resilience, your wisdom, the way that you problem solve. There's no way to grow in your problem solving abilities or anything like that. You have to have problems if you want to become a problem solver. And you have to have problems if you want to be the one who shines more than other people. You have to have problems and issues and hurdles to cross. There must be a track to run. There must be a game and opposition in the game to win. No one wants to watch a blowout. You know, even the team that you're going for, if they're winning, but the game is like no contest, nobody wants to watch that unless it's like, you know, your arch rival and for some reason they're having a bad game. But if, you know, your number one team's facing like number 30, you probably aren't going to watch that because you want to see friction. You want to see opposition. You want to see a war, really. You want to see a battle. You want to see your team grinding it out and using all of their abilities to the fullest extent to see what they can do and to prove to everybody that they're better than, you know, your arch rival or your whatever it is that you're doing. And so problems, opposition, hurdles, walls in the way are just opportunities to demonstrate how good you are, or how much, even maybe to yourself, to prove how much room you have for improvement, or God's using it to test you. A lot of times we tend to blame the devil for a lot of things that I really believe that God has placed in our ways. And in some cases, it might be the devil, and in every case, it's always God allowing those things to happen. And so really, it doesn't matter who is to blame, whether it's your own idiocy, the fact that you didn't take care of something, as I'm going to talk about in a second, or the fact that it's the devil trying to get in your way because you're trying to do something, or it's just God testing you. In every case, it's always God who is putting things into your life, just like in Job's life. In Job's life, God allowed the devil to be in there and to wreak havoc and go around and do all the stuff that he's doing so that he could prove the kind of man that Job was. That Job was a manly man, he was a faithful man, he was a strong man, and God had made him a man who could take on the toughest storms possible, right? And that was the whole point of that whole book, is to show what can happen when somebody doesn't allow the issues and problems in their life to dictate how they worship God. And the idea that problems are just opportunities, and that your opportunities are almost always, and I would say always, really, your biggest opportunities will always swing on the hinges of some sort of opposition. Because, as I said, nobody wants to see a game that's like lopsided to one side. And you got to think, every character in history that you know, every movie that you've ever watched, every book you've ever read or whatever, the hero or the protagonist or the guy who's there doing what he's doing and the person you're rooting for, you root for him because he's going through things and he's finding ways to overcome. He experiences loss. He experiences growth. He becomes somebody different by the end of the book or the movie or the real life story. And we cheer those kind of things on. We love those kind of things until it happens to us. But you have to accept and actually embrace and enjoy the fact that your biggest problems can also be your greatest opportunities. That friction simply means you're moving. That's another thing that I've written down, and I've to say it at random when I'm going through something, or I'm facing something that we thought was going to go good, but does not. And I think, well, you know what? Friction just means you're moving. And I'm going to tell you the story that happened to me and my buddy Bradley just this past week. As I said, as I traveled out to Tuscola High School, we were on our way after all the stuff I said earlier. Everything's going smooth. As I get into the truck, we begin to drive up I-40 towards Haywood County and up the next grade, the next mountain that's there going up between Asheville and Canton. So on our way, we're talking, we're having a good time. I start to feel the truck sway a little bit, right? You drive a certain vehicle long enough, you get to know how it feels, how it reacts, and something's a little off. You begin to notice it if you're paying attention, if you're aware enough. So as we're going, I can feel the rear end being spongy and weird and acting strange. I pushed the mirror down on the right-hand side and look at the tire in the back, and sure enough, the tire is running down flat. Now, I knew to look at the right rear tire because Monday, when I went to the church to practice my message and to go over it and kind of take things out of it and to kind of edit it down and start stripping stuff out, and the way I do that is by actually standing and preaching it like I'm going through it, and there's times things that are on paper don't sound right? And they sound good on paper, I should say, but when you actually say it out loud, it doesn't come out the same way. And so you have to go through all those things when you're preparing for a sermon or a lesson. And I got there that day, and I get out of the truck, and I hear just going, psss, right? And I just hear hissing coming out of that tire. And sure enough, there's a hole in it. I had an air pump with me. I had my tire plugs. So I just pulled the truck up a little bit so I could reach the hole, lay down 5 minutes. I was like, not today, devil. I'm not going to do this. I'm not getting distracted. I had so many distractions in this message, like not just there, but like throughout the whole couple weeks leading up to this event. And that was just the next thing. I was sitting here. I got to the church. I'm going to practice. I'm going to do all this stuff and get things right and do this. And then get out of the truck and psh, there it goes. But in 5 minutes or so, I had it plugged. I pumped it back up. And I was like, not today, devil. So I got inside, I did my stuff for a couple of hours, went back through and back through and back through the message and got it fine-tuned to where I wanted it to be. So I come out, it's holding air. I think it's great. For a couple of days, it's holding air. Wednesday comes, still holding air. I think I'm good. I load up that piece of fence I told you that I built. Bradley loads up. We're there, as I said, sitting there talking, having a good time, drive off. And as I said, right before we get to the weigh station, if you know anything about this area on I-40, it comes out. We get off the side of the road, do the same thing I did Monday, get under there. The plug had been shot out, so I'm like, I'm just going to replug it. It should be fine. Maybe it got melted to the pavement. Maybe I parked on top of it because it was warm that day and it just pulled it right back out or something. I don't know. I really don't know. Get it all done. We head back up the mountain. We get past the exit for the little exit at the bottom, the last exit before you go up the hill. And up, when you're going up the mountain, you do not want to stop on the side of that mountain. There's nowhere. There are rails on the side. There are medians on each side, concrete walls on each side of that. And so you don't want to stop there. It's not a place to stop. And right when we get past the last exit, it does it again. We get out. We plug it with two plugs this time, just to see if it'd fill up the hole. I guess the hole was bigger, and I think it was a triangle shape, which makes it really difficult to seal up. And we start going again. We do the same thing. So we're like 20 minutes wasted time into this. We go up the mountain, get to the top, and I was thinking, man, as long as I can get to the top, if we can get there and it does it again, we'll be able to change the tire. And sure enough, as soon as we crest a newfound road and we get up to where the Canton exit is, it comes out again. And Bradley's like, man, I know this parking lot down here, it's flat, we can get out, we'll just change the tire. I'm like, you're right, we'll just might as well bite the bullet, get the tire spare out and do all that work. We get out there and we're laying on the ground, right? I'm supposed to be there already. I'm already supposed to be at the high school. I'm supposed to be prepping. I'm supposed to be talking to the leaders and getting everything ready and making sure that the event goes like it's supposed to go. And here we are lying in the dirty pavement of this parking lot, changing a tire. And me and him just couldn't help but think, this is exactly what ministry really actually is. People get into ministry and I think, oh, it's easy, it's this, that, and other thing. But really, it's the same thing as pretty much any other job when it comes to the things that you face. You face problems, you face difficulties, you face friction, you face problems. And the easy thing to do would have been just to be like, hey, I'm having car problems, I can't make it tonight, right? On my end of things. Obviously, it would have made it extremely difficult on their end, but it would have been easy for me to do that, right? And if I didn't have the tools, I didn't have the knowledge, the experience from things in my past, like I talked about the last week and I think another week before that in another podcast, how all the things that I've gone through in my life are useful now in different ways than when I originally learned them. And here I am with these tools, with these skills that normally people would not equate with working together, with going to preach somewhere, came in exactly where they're supposed to. So the friction that I experienced in the past and those lessons that I learned there and the fact that I had the right tools and all the other stuff played right into where I was last week. And so each time you go through something, you learn something new, you gain more strength, you gain more ability, you pick up tools that you never would have bought otherwise. And here we are on the side of the highway, And had I not gone through all the other frictions of my life over the past 20 years and the things that I learned, I would have been just stuck calling AAA or you know, my insurance company to come get me and have to tell them either to come pick me up or that I couldn't make it. You know, what would happen if I didn't know what I was doing outside of ministry? What if I was just some guy who's just some career ministry guy who's never changed a tire, never changed his oil, never done any of those kind of things? You know, like those things, the problems, the issues, the fact that when I was younger, the opposition in my life was that I was bivocational. That's how I felt about it, right? And I went through all this time where I was griping about where I was at. And yet, it was all those skills I was picking up and learning back there that enabled me to get to my location this past week and accomplish the mission regardless of how many problems we faced along the way. And that opportunity I had to share the gospel, to talk about getting off the fence, that was why we had a piece of fence in the back of my truck, to get off the fence, to choose Jesus or to choose not to follow Jesus, but just choose one. Stop playing the game, stop walking the fence, basically was my message. I was able to get there and to get through that and to accomplish that mission. And we got there with enough, more than enough time. All because instead of seeing this as a problem or maybe God saying, oh, you shouldn't go for some reason and taking it as a sign from heaven, but rather taking it as a challenge and seeing it for what it really was. It was just life. And honestly, I knew that tire had been bad, so maybe it was something on my end where I just was negligent. I should have gone to the tire shop like a week before when it first started and all this other stuff. Like all these questions come up in your mind. Was it me? Was it the devil? Was it God? But really, it's just friction of life and God allowing certain things to test us to see if we're really serious about what we're doing. If I had been someone who didn't really want to go out here and speak to this high school or whatever, I could have used it as an excuse. And many times when people call you and they're like, hey, I can't make it tonight because dot, 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 or, you know, I can't go here because whatever it is that comes up, they're usually finding ways to get out of what they're doing because they don't want to do it in the first place, right? We often use friction as a excuse to get out of responsibilities that we don't like in the first place. And I think that's part of the test. I think that's part of what God's doing is to see if we're really sincere when he puts obstacles in our way, like a changing a tire on the side of the highway while you're dressed and ready to go to preach. And that's where your mind is, but you have to stop and think in a whole different mode. And your opportunities in your life will probably be much the same. When problems start to happen and everything had been going smooth, like you would think, oh, I'm just blessed above God right now and God's just moving and working and he's working everything out. There was no difference between God blessing when I was able to do all the other stuff I had done leading up to this point and me, one, having Bradley with me, which helped me immensely, but two, just being able to know exactly what to do with the situation. And that, those two things, the fact that I had a past of skills that God had given me through other points of problems and issues that I experienced over the last 20 years, and had a friend with me who was able to help, right? Those two things were blessings. And God had not changed. His favor had not changed. Nothing had changed, right? Everything was as good as it was a few hours before in the day when things were going great, as they were when things were going wrong. God was still there. My mission was still the same. The message was still the same. The destination was still the same. Nothing had changed. The problems did not dictate to me what I should or should not do. I knew exactly where I was going, what I was going to do, and the friction between where I was going and where I was at meant nothing because I knew exactly what God had given me. And that's the beauty of knowing where you are, what God wants you to do. Because when you don't know what God wants you to do, you haven't been in his word, you haven't been in communication with him, you haven't been close to him, then you will begin to doubt as soon as any kind of obstacle or friction or opposition comes into your life. And the reality is that God is allowing that friction, that opportunity, that opposition in your life to give you opportunities to shine, to be seen as what he's made you to be. I mean, when Joshua was called up to lead. He had already gone through battles and all this other stuff that showed everybody that he was going to be a faithful leader. And then when he got into the job, there were friction, there were battles to be fought everywhere. God didn't just like hand them Canaan land. They had to fight for it. They had to go through things and problems. But each battle was an opportunity for the people to see how right God was in choosing Joshua to be their leader. The same thing with David, as we talked about a few weeks ago, that when he finally actually becomes king of Israel, the people are basically just like, hey, you've more or less been our leader this whole time, even while Saul was here. So why not just take the throne? You know, just sit there. Like, you have been the one leading us out and bringing us back in. You are our leader. You're the one who's cared about us. You're the one who's protected us, right? And you got to think, David wasn't probably thinking that way when all the problems were going on, when he's in the cave, when he could have taken Saul's life, when he's running for his life, when he's in the castle or in the dwellings of the Philistines, his enemies, and people are starting to figure out, hey, isn't this guy looks familiar. I feel like I've seen him somewhere before. Like, who is this guy? And he has to act like he's crazy and he's doing all this stuff to escape with his life. He's hanging on by his bare fingernails, or however that saying goes. You know, he's hanging on by a thread. He doesn't think that way. And yet all that friction, all that opposition that David faced, that Joseph faced, I'm going to use these examples forever because they mean a lot to me. But all the opposition that David, that Joseph, that Joshua faced, each one only came out to magnify them as men greater, because God had chosen them to lead and to do such and such a thing. And God uses man to interact with this world, which is a whole nother podcast I want to get into. But we are the ones chosen to literally rule the creation of God's hand. That's what Genesis says, what Psalm says, is what Hebrews says, and then Jesus is returning us to that. And because he is the God-man, he is the one returning us to our original intent, that we are put over all the creation of God's hands, and then in the end, over the world to come, because it's not given to angels, but to man, and it's given to us, it's given back to us through Jesus, and all that kind of stuff. Like, we as human beings are given responsibilities. And those, the fact that God gave them to us does not negate the fact that we will go through hard times, problems and struggles and friction and opposition. In fact, it's the opposite. The opposition, the friction and the problems are the very things that will elevate us and magnify us in the eyes of the people that we're called to help, to serve, to lead. And that's more of a leadership bit right there, but that, you know, maybe that's where you're at. Maybe you don't get that part yet, but we as mankind are designed to lead and to do and to accomplish, and you can't have that position without going through opposition. So your opportunities are most often, and I would say every big opportunity will always come on the hinges of opposition. And your problems are going to be opportunities to shine. And if you have the mindset we talked about last week, that I can do anything that comes in my path when I am following God in my life, everything that comes into my path, I can do that. Even if at that point I don't have the ability or the skill yet, I know if I just try it, God will continue to teach me. And as I experience it, I will gain that skill. Like Hebrews says that those who are mature are those who have exercised their senses to be able to discern, right? And that comes by experience. Paul said, as we said last week, I have learned in every circumstance to be content. He didn't just have it. The Holy Spirit didn't just give it to him. He learned it, as we talked about a few weeks ago, how God actually answers prayer. I'm referring to all these things. Each thing is built on it. So if you listen to one podcast, you probably should go back and listen to all the other ones, you know. Not just that it helps me, but you won't get a lot of stuff I'm saying, because it's kind of like a long progression of series at this point of my own personal philosophy and how God's word has worked out in my life. But God answers prayer through problems many times, and we have to accept that reality. And the friction that he has and those oppositions are the opportunities for us to grow, to be stretched, to learn something new, and to be magnified in front of those that we will be called to lead. Whether it's just our family, as a man speaking, whether it's just your family, maybe you're a woman listening to this and you're leading your children as you support your husband in the same thing, or maybe you are a pastor, maybe you're a business owner, I don't know. But the opposition, the friction, the problems are always going to be opportunities, just depending on how you look at it. And if you have the mindset of, I can do anything in my path because I believe that God has put it there for my benefit and for the benefit of those I'm leading, then you can really do something you've never done before. And you can grow into something you've never been before, as we talked about. So that's today's podcast. That was a little bit of rambling, but I believe that if you really keep in mind that anything that comes into your life when you're following God is put there as an opportunity to shine, and it's never is opposition to destroy you, but it's always to prosper you if you take it on and do it. It doesn't mean it's easy, doesn't mean it's pain-free, doesn't mean it won't cost you anything, but the cost is always worth the gain in that. And that's how God works. At least he has in my life. If you have a different thing, write it down below and correct me if you want to. I don't care. This has been the For Real Life and Godliness podcast with your host, as always, Pastor Will. And if you're on YouTube, like and subscribe, share it with somebody if it's helped you, because it might help them. If you're on Spotify or Apple, rate us highly. Leave a comment wherever you're at. If you're on Facebook, watching a short, all that good stuff, wherever you're at. Love you guys. We'll see you on the next one.